Ryan Reese. This is Live with Ryan Reese. Call now 1-888-564-6173 or post your questions using the hashtag LiveRyanReese on his Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
That's right. We want to hear your calls tonight. Sean and I are live in the studio on this beautiful Saturday night. It is cold, actually.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt. I'll see how long I can. I get hot real quick, so I might have to take it off. But right now, I feel very cozy.
Cozy. How cold do you think it is out there?
It's probably like low 60s, maybe getting into the 50s right now.
East Coasters, we are freezing over here. Hey, dude, it's like dumping snow.
Oh, yeah, I know.
On the East Coast.
In Philadelphia, all over the place.
Yep. I saw something, I think in Boston, there was like flooding.
Yeah.
It's getting wild over there, man. So hopefully.
Here in Southern California, the big thing is this flu epidemic, man. Everyone's sick right now.
How far has it spread? Do you know?
I don't know, but I know it's all over the place. There's two strains of it. It's the head cold, and then there's the stomach flu. I mean, on staff, we probably had 15 people that were sick last week. Melinda's sick. Melinda's sick mm-hmm. tonight. Her kids are sick, and I'm praying for them. But wash your hands. You know, don't be spreading germs, man, because the sickness has been really bad.
Did you know when we were in the NICU with our babies, they said they had a sign that said, wash your hands
yeah.
because your cell phone carries 2-point-something million germs.
I better move my phone away.
Well, most of Instagram is done in the bathroom, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean.
Updating statuses.
Liking, checking things, Facebooks, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you wonder where those germs come from.
Yeah. It's always like this, you know, starting off the new year. I don't know about you, but as 2017 came to a close, you know, some people say 17 was a hard year. I had some hard moments for sure. But now in 2018, hopefully this will be a great year. I know for you guys, for the whosoever's and everything that God's been doing, the high school tours are kicking up, multiple things that are taking place right now. Speaking again, a lot of things taking place right now in your life. But we both know, like, we were talking about this before we went live, is like, dude, how important it is to be able to get alone and get refreshed, because there are a lot of distractions. A lot of times on the show, we talk about distractions and social media and all these different things that we do have that we do use. But like with their high school theme of kill the noise, it's important in our lives.
It is so important. David Arroyo, the guy that works with us, he was at the Agenda trade show this last week, mm-hmm. or actually a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And we saw one of our old friends that runs another company. And, you know, David was telling me, yeah, man, so we're doing high school tours and this and that. And, you know, these kids are dealing with this depression, anxiety, and suicide. And all these things are conjuring up from the devices and all this, you know, he didn't say noise, but all this stuff.
Right.
And this guy's not a believer. He looks at David and he goes, yeah, it's all that noise. And David's like, that's funny you said that, because our tours are called Kill the Noise. Mm. And it is. It's all this noise that gets you so distracted. And you know, I was telling you earlier today, I just walked in from Joshua Tree. I have my office at home. It's Saturday. I was going to stay home and study and get ready for the radio show and just kind of dig in. But I could be distracted in my office.
Yeah.
You know, my computer's there, just my family. I mean, just there's so many just different variables that could happen. So I just woke up, man. I just felt led to like head to the desert, you know. You know, when you read about Jesus, when he wanted to get alone, you know, he went to the wilderness. He went to the desert to pray and fast. And I look at the Bible, it's like there's so many stories in there that tell us of what these people went through and what they did. And for me, I look at the Bible like it's an inerrant word of God. It's 100% truth from Genesis to Revelation. It's the DNA of Jesus Christ. And I want to live my life the way things went down in the Bible. So I actually live out a lot of the stuff, and a lot of things do happen to me that are in the Bible,
right.
You know? So I said, I'm going to the desert. So I just got up, literally grabbed some water and got my car and listened to Chuck Smith through Ezekiel on the way there. Got out of my car and turned my device, because, you know, when you get to Joshua Tree, it's beautiful there. Mm. So I was like, I want to leave my device here, but I'm like, I'll go airplane mode because I want to take some pictures because
right.
it's so amazing.
Yeah.
So I literally just pulled off to the road, and like there was no one around anywhere for miles, and I just started walking to the desert, and I just saw this pile of rocks, this like mountain, this hill, and I just headed towards that. And I was set up on these rocks for climb this. And I was telling you, it's kind of sketchy climbing these rocks.
I saw the pictures.
I don't know how we used to do it on LSD, honestly.
Or you can bounce. Our bones weren't as brittle back then, too. So
or stone. I mean, how did we do it back then?
Don't know.
Now, I'm sober. Broad daylight. We used to do it at night. Broad daylight, and I'm climbing this hill. And thank God you're wearing Vans, because, you know, Vans have this this really nice grippy sole for skateboarding. So, dude, those things are gripping on those rocks. I had my slip-ons. I wish I would have wore high tops, though, because they got those, like, prickly things that go into your socks. Oh, yeah. So get some Vans, get some high tops, get some water, get your fast on, get your prayer on, and just walk into the middle of the desert and hang out there in the middle of
some
rocks.
So you were out there for like a couple hours a day?
I was out there, yeah. The whole process was about a seven-hour process because it takes a couple hours, 2.5 hours to get there. And then, you know, I was there for a couple and a half hours and a 2.5 hour drive back.
Sick.
But, yeah, just sat up there, killed the noise, literally killed the noise, and I didn't have an agenda. I guess the only agenda I had was like, I want to hear God's voice.
Yeah.
So basically I just went up there and it's kind of weird when you're just like, you get out of your car, you're by yourself. And then you're kind of like, you kind of feel weird. Cause like you're like from the city to like nothingness to like, I'm walking by myself.
Yeah. Especially now, especially the way your life is with so many things that are going at, fast speed all the time. I'm sure it was pretty crazy.
It was kind of weird, though, at first, because I'm just like, I'm walking in the middle of the desert, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm looking to hear God's voice.
Yeah.
So I walked out there, and I kept walking and walking, and after I did my tourist, taking my pictures as a tourist, and the new iPhone 10, getting some bomb shots, I just started walking and trying to find what part I could climb to get to the highest point in the mountain. And then I did, and I found this place where I could just sit, and I just sat there, and I was just looking, and I just... These verses just started coming to me about, how you'll know God's handiwork through his creation, and you'll discover who God is through his creation. And I was just looking at the desert scene, and like it's like dirt with like these Joshua trees that are – so you have the dirt that – the dirt and the rocks are brownish, different brownish colors. And then you have this like Joshua tree that's like green, and then you go up to the rocks, and then the rocks sky – the mountain lion hits the blue skies with the white – clouds and then the orange sun, and as you look at it, you're just like, I'm an artist, like, yeah. I know how to design, I know how to work colors together, and you look at the landscape and you're like, dude, just the color combinations, the way it's all laid out and designed,
right?
It's amazing to the eye. It's a masterpiece. And then that led me just looking at God's creation, because I'm like, how am I going to get in this whole zone with God?
Right.
I just started looking at creation. And then as I was looking at creation, I started worshiping, and I'm going, dude, this is nothing. This is just one part of the world, but you are so big and you are in all these details. And then that just led me to just start talking to God and just confessing my sins, realizing I'm just a dirty, dirty sinner, mm-hmm. saved by grace, and I just realized I just want to get closer to God's heart. I want to be filled with this Holy Spirit. I want to live that life that he created me for. This is 2018. And when you're there by yourself and you have nothing around you, no distractions, and you just have God's creation and God in the sky, mm-hmm. and God around you, you just start confessing stuff and just start coming to that realization like, man, I just want all of you.
Yeah.
Everything that you have for me, I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better man. I want to be a better Christian. I want to be a better pastor. I want to be a better just everything,
Yeah.
And it's interesting because when you have this time to actually sit around with no distractions, and you could think, oh, well, I could just go to my house, my prayer closet, or
right.
my room, or drive in my car. You're still distracted. You got to get out of your element. And I would suggest to everyone listening, get out of your element, and I don't know where you live in the United States or where you live in the world, but like, go to where there's nothing. Just drive with no agenda and just go to somewhere where there's nothing around and just walk out, find a place, and sit and just wait. Mm-hmm. And I've realized during that process, as I sat there, then I would like sing some songs, some worship songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say some prayers, and then I would just sit and be quiet and just listen. And then God, started tugging on my heart and speaking to me, and you know, I asked him 5 questions and he answered 3 of them. And it's true, you know, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Seek, what is that one?
Seek and you
seek
will
him
find.
And you will find him.
Yeah.
And it just, all this scripture, it does come true, but you have to seek his will.
Yeah.
You have to seek him and you will find him. The Bible says that. But we get so caught up in just busyness. Even when we think that we're disconnected, we're still distracted.
Yeah. No. And I think that, you know, as we talk about this stuff a lot, right? We talk about distractions, and as we're talking about them and we see it's like common in our society, we say ourselves, man, we struggle with this stuff. I get distracted. Sometimes I find myself dealing with so many details of multiple different things that it could be overwhelming. And I got to catch myself sometimes. Sometimes you start getting stressed out. Sometimes you start carrying a burden that you shouldn't be trying to carry. And it's important to be able to tune out all the distractions so you can hear the voice of God. For me, you know, and just raising children and all the busyness of life, there's people out there, there are single moms that are out there, and this is what's really harder, stay-at-home moms. It's hard to get that alone time.
Stay-at-home moms are, I bow down.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing.
Yeah, because it's so hard to not have distractions. And, you know, they're not distractions as far as your children, for sure, but how important it is to hear the voice of God. And to be at rest, to be at peace. You know, if you're tuning in right now, this is Live with Ryan Reese, and we're just kind of chopping it up right now, just talking about the importance of getting away, getting alone. You know, Ryan was talking about driving out to Joshua Tree today, and we're going to be taking your calls throughout the show, but we are going to be talking about various things. And if you have a phone call, you have a question, something you want to share, how this show impacts you, Or maybe something down this lane of what we're going to be talking about tonight or whatever, call in 888-564-6173, 888-564-6173. You know, you started saying, Ryan, right now about going in 2018, man, I want to be a better man. I want to be a better husband, better pastor, teacher, whatever God's called me to do. I found myself with that same prayer as well. You know, last night I was telling before we came on the show, Friday night, W Live over at Calvary Chapel Golden Springs, and we just started the book of 1 John, which I haven't taught for a long time, and the book of 1 John is legit. It's like taking you to the next level of your walk with God, and the way John writes is so simple. As you go through 1 John, it tells you that there's a purpose for what he wrote it, and we covered the first one last night. These things we write to you that your joy may be full. And I was able to expound upon that because, man, I don't want to be bummed out. I don't want to be, like, discouraged all the time. And there's a lot of people that can get so beaten down by the circumstances of life that it starts hardening your heart because circumstances that you're facing start to get so tough. God desires us to have joy. And I gave the people a few things. I'm like, you know what rips off your joy? I'll give you 3 things that rip off your joy. Number one, living in sin. Allowing compromise in your life. Before you know it, you're condemned. You feel guilty. You feel shameful. You just feel like you're in this grind. 2, not being in the Word, obviously, because you're taking in information all day long, whether it's going to be the Word of God or whether it's going to be music, television, radio, your employees, your employer, and it's just this noise. It's just all of this information that's coming into your mind. And if you don't have God's Word cleansing you and washing your mind and putting things in perspective, that is what's shaping your emotions and your mind and everything by the things that you're facing. And the other thing, kind of right there with the Word, what brings lack of joy, lack of prayer, not having this alone time with God, not praying, not that perspective. That's what's so important when it comes to prayer, because it realizes like, man, God's for me. I found myself the other day saying like, I don't want to be in a rut. I don't want to get myself in a rut. Lord, you know, flip my schedule. Get me doing things that it's out of my comfort zones like you have in so many times in my life. Because I started thinking about what God's done in my life and the ministry that I've been able to be a part of. And just having this looking back over the last 13 years of my life. And the Lord just reminded me, like today, actually, I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle. God saved my life supernaturally. What am I going to do about it? How am I going to fulfill this calling? Because it's easy to get distracted from your purpose and goal in life because you're just dealing with the day in and day out circumstances in life. So I'm glad you were able to kind of get alone today. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of people, we were talking about this, you know, there's multiple either news stations or radio co-hosts that talk about social media and stuff that they too, or just distractions of life and how it's affecting people. It's not just us talking here on this radio show. So many people are impacted by distractions.
100%. 100%. What you were saying about knowing our purpose in life and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Chuck today, and he was talking about, you know, we were going through Ezekiel, and he was talking about how, you know, the nation of Israel, they were the branch into the vine, and their whole job was to produce fruit, the nation, mm-hmm. like the fig tree. And he says our whole purpose here on this earth is to produce fruit. To produce fruit. If right. not, what happens? It gets cut off and thrown into the fire.
Right.
Our whole purpose while we're here on earth as a Christian believer is to produce fruit. And what is fruit? He's talking spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit is basically the fruits of the Holy Spirit. It's the relationship with God. As God pours out his spirit, living water, into our lives, we grow spiritually in him and we produce fruit, good deeds. And as God speaks to us, because we have the Holy Spirit in us and we have God's spirit in us, we do his will in life. And it's helping others and just being an amazing I mean, how do I say this? What's a better way to talk about producing fruit?
Producing fruit is like all the you're breaking it down. It's the good things that come out of your life. That's what fruit is. You know, it's watered. It should produce something, and God wants our lives to be beneficial.
For example, like fruit is like if I'm a husband or a father, because I have the Holy. I'm trying to think of practical words. So like basically as I have the Holy Spirit in me, that God's spirit in me dwelling in me, he produces that love in my life and that self-control, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which allow me to be that father I'm supposed to be, mm-hmm. or that husband I'm supposed to be, or that employee I'm supposed to be, or even like that he fans those desires and those gifts that we have in our life that we're a jock or play sports
right.
or produce music or, you know, whatever this is, that's the work of the Holy Spirit in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And that through that relationship with God, as we reach up is what we give out. That's what produces fruit in our life. That's what God said is our whole job here on this earth is to produce fruit. Mm-hmm. And it's only through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because when you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ and you're following your body appetites, your flesh desires, and you're not producing that fruit of the Spirit, you're doing all those things, but with anger, with bitterness,
right.
with rage, with unforgiveness, with lying, cheating, shadiness, drunkard, sleeping around. I mean,
right.
You're going to do all that stuff, but you're not going to produce fruit.
Yep.
You're going to produce dead, you know, death basically yep. into all these things around you.
Isn't it amazing? So when we talk about distractions, and we're talking about 2018, but you know, Satan's always used distractions. He's always used distractions. Go through the Bible, the Old Testament, children of Israel. You brought it up a little bit ago. It's like they got distracted by what others were doing, by compromises that were there. And God warned them only because these things are going to take your heart away from God. You're not going to have peace. You're not going to have joy. You're going to go after these things. You'll get your money. You'll get your relationships or whatever it is. But if it's not centered upon my will for your life, you'll never be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never have joy. That has never changed. And, you know, there are so many people that try to throw themselves into various things. Like you just said it a little bit ago. Man, it's awesome if you're called to be an athlete. It's awesome if you're an artist or a musician or whatever. But when you understand your calling of God and you're one of those things, you find the best part of life.
So you have your gifts, talents that God's given you, and then you have your call.
Yeah.
And they merge together.
Yeah.
When you find, when you're in tune with God, you're aligned with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sweet spot.
That's the sweet spot.
Because you're doing what you love.
Yep.
Because you're right in that right place with God, and then, yeah, they just work together. It's an amazing
peace
thing.
Comes when you align your will with God's will for your life. That's it.
And when you're living in sin, following sins, sin, if you want to know what sin is everything that will destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
When anything that's in your life that we'll call sin is basically anything that's in your life that will destroy you is what sin is, basically.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be doing it anyway. I mean, it just destroys life. Well, I like that whole beginning of the show. We're going to go ahead and take this call from Reese from Irvine. How you doing tonight, Reese?
Oh, I'm here. I last week was an unbelievable week. Two of my daughter's friends died, drug related.
Two of them.
Two of them in the same week. One of them jumped off the 5 freeway into traffic, and he was killed. Mm. And then a few days later, another one OD'd in his parents' home from heroin. Mm. I guess it was something where it was laced with white China white or something. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
This is in Irvine, California?
Yeah, in Irvine. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Not too far from where you guys are.
Yeah.
And we just have a lot of kids on drugs here, and there's Christian kids involved, and that's what really hurts the most. I mean, our prodigals are out there, and you know, they'll share the pipe, but they won't share the gospel, and it's just a real heaviness on our hearts. And tomorrow the memorial service is going on, and. And by all means, I don't want to disrespect, you know, the family and whatnot. They're Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see anything wrong with, you know, going rogue. Jesus was rogue. He was outspoken. And I'm all into, like, you know, as the kids are walking out of the venue, like handing out whosoever flyers mm-hmm. to your next event or something.
Yeah.
And I'm just really led to, like, you know, turn over every stone I can think of. And I know it's such short notice, but I'm willing, and I go to Harvest, and I'm going to speak to Adam. He's in charge of the youth group there at Greg Laurie's church. And I'm going to ask him if he can, like, bring out some of the teens, and maybe they can help hand out your guys' flyers after the memorial. The memorial is tomorrow from, like, 4 to 6 in Irvine off of Date. I can give Ivan the address.
Okay, perfect.
Or if you want me to give it
to
you now.
Yeah, we actually we're doing an event on January 20. I'm speaking tomorrow night up at Shine in Diamond Bar, which would be awesome to get them there. But we don't have a flyer for that. It's only a digital flyer on social media. But I think we do have printed flyers. Do we have printed flyers of Remy?
Yep.
We have printed flyers of Remy. He's going to be coming down. His story. Up at our church in Diamond Bar on the 21st. He's a Navy SEAL, number one, and then number two, he's in the new Transformers movie. So it's been cool because he's had kind of a draw with the youth, and then he's able to share his story and give them the gospel. So maybe we could I even could get you some flyers for that funeral tomorrow.
And, okay. Flyers, stickers, whatever you can.
Yeah. Yes. We'll get you dialed in. I'm going to go ahead and put you on a hold, and I'm going to have Ivan get your information. For some reason, if it gets hung up on, please call back and let's get your information and we'll get you dialed in. Let me pray for that whole situation. Lord, we lift up all those families in the name of Jesus. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you will work. Tomorrow in that funeral, you will find a way to come in and work. And as the teams go down there, Lord, that doors will open with the students and that the gospel will be proclaimed and people can get saved, Lord, because you're the only way. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life, Lord. And they need to have an encounter with the living God and not these drugs. And I pray for prodigals that you'll bring them all home in your timing and keep them safe while they're out there in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, Ryan, one more thing I wanted to ask you. If there's any way, I'm just one person here, but if there's any way that you can let other youth groups know throughout Calvary or any other church that might be listening, and you know what? Can I just go ahead and mention where this service is?
Oh, sure.
And let's just, like, have just, like, this massive turnout for this little guy.
Go ahead. Let's go ahead, because we're going to be going to a break in a couple seconds here. So go ahead and give us that address. Where it's at.
We could turn this gore into glory. Okay, it's Sunday, January 7th, tomorrow, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's at Eva Sina Cultural Educational Foundation.
What
right,
city?
Perfect. In a row.
And the address is Eva Sina, is E as in Edward, V E C I N A Cultural Center.
Okay.
And the
All
address
right.
is 15560 Rockfield, common spelling Rock, R O C K F I E L D, Field.
Okay, let's do this, because that's here. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to give you the phone to Ivan, and then you give us all the information, and then I'll come back on the air and repeat it, because it's kind of long.
Okay.
Thank you, Reese.
All
appreciate
right.
that.
Thanks.
Yeah, it gets a little bit too long, so can't really get that information here.
If you're tuning in right now, we're going to be going to break in just a couple minutes, but we just want to give out the number again, 888-564-6173, 888-564-6173, as Reese was just talking about right now, horrible two young kids, overdoses. And we're seeing this, man. We're seeing the epidemic. Opiates is an epidemic in our nation. Our heroin is on the rise once again. Prescription pills are on the rise again. There's a lot of people that are hurting. So our prayers are with the family. We're praying that God would just do a work in all of those that will be there as well.
I know that in South Orange County that it's the highest rate of overdoses under 18.
Mm. Crazy.
So I'm going to go ahead and look those numbers up before we come back from the break. But yes, I remember like every year it was growing by like 60, but it's definitely over 300. Like I think last time I checked, it was like 300 and change.
Wow.
That's under 18 of the ones that OD.
Yeah. And
it's crazy.
Yeah. And younger and younger. We've seen this before. You know, before we go to break, I just want to give some information. Number one, the Kill the Noise Tour is on. Ryan's going to multiple schools. I think there's, what, like 30 coming up in the next few weeks or something
like
that?
We have 33 events this month. That's with Kill the Noise and a couple of wake-ups in there. So it's going down. Get a hold of us. We're going to the high schools. We're in front of these students, and we're giving them the gospel. The more schools we can go to, the more kids we can get in front of, the more kids are going to find the gospel, the less ODs.
Yep.
And that's the way it works.
Yep. You can go at info@thewhosoevers.com and email your request for your school, the wake-up tour as well. You can go to info@ryanreese.com. And for the whosoevers, everything.
Tomorrow. But let's talk about tomorrow before the break.
Tomorrow night at Shine. January 7th, 6 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Golden Springs. Ryan Reese is back. He's going to be speaking, right? It's been a lot of stuff going on with him. He's been traveling all over the place and now excited to be back this Sunday night at 6 o'clock.
It's weird because you're like, Ryan Reese is back. He's going to start speaking again. But yet I just spoke 38 times in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've never left, but I will be in Diamond Bar. And I'm going to have to actually get to tell my testimony, which I haven't told my testimony in a long time in Diamond Bar.
Right.
But it's not about me just getting saved. It's over the last 9 years of all the crazy, amazing things that have been happening.
Yep.
So come down. Bring friends and family. It's going to go down. It's going to be sick. And I got the worship band from Calvary Chapel, Crenshaw.
Yep.
And it's going to be sick.
Sick. Yeah, another thing, Chino, we'll mention this a lot in the next couple of weeks, is Remy, who was on here a while ago, is going to be there at the January 21st. We're going to break right now. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Peace.
Yeah. More Live with Ryan Reese coming up.
Everything all right?
Sure. Call now 1-888-564-6173 or post your questions using the hashtag LiveRyanReese on his Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
I think I speak for the entire administration when I say whoop-de-doo.
Now, back to Live with Ryan Reese.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
Loud noises!
Back. And, yes, I forgot to Google the statistics, but I know it's a lot.
Yeah.
And it sucks. So we got to keep, you know what, we got to keep these kids in prayer because all that noise out there, man, it's just distractions and it's just getting people on the right or off the right track. It's but then again, we know that God is moving at the same time, and we know that he's revealing himself. So that's the deal. I'm going to go ahead and take this call now from Scott. What up, Scott? What's your question tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to say about, you know, when you came to Lifelines last night, I mean, that, I don't know, I mean, for me, the word that jumps out is revival, you know?
Oh, and, sick, man. You were there last night.
Yeah, and just seeing things, you know, shifted, tilted, and God's gonna, I mean, I can't explain what God's going to do. I'm almost crying to, you know, I mean, God's going to move big time. That's going to flow.
Dude, that's awesome, you know, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, just so the listeners could find out what's going on. Last night I saw that in Newport Beach, you posted. At Lifelines, and they bring in basically people from guys and girls all ages. They seem pretty young, not like 18 young, but yeah, like from 30 to 21 ish.
Yeah.
And they bring in bus loads of people from different treatment centers, and they're not Christians.
Yeah.
And they bring them all in into one room, and there had to be at least a couple hundred people there last night. I mean, the whole room was full.
Yeah.
And I got to go over there and tell my story, and then just like, dude, it was just like this bummer of all these people saved. It was just awesome. Yeah, God, you know what, Scott? That's just the presence of God. God is, see, by his spirit, he draws people. So as we as believers, as we seek his will, we read, we pray, and we ask God to manifest his spirit in our life, that's just the result of just following him. And just so you know, I'm a sinner. Saved by grace, and I'm just following him and seeing whatever he wants to do in my life to, so he could use my life for his glory. So we all have access to the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So it's awesome, man. Thanks. Amen. Thanks a lot for calling, Scott. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Love you, brother. Take it easy.
Yeah, I see you spoke to before, right?
Yes, I go there once a year this time.
And it's like a, what is it? It's a rehab center.
It's the Crossing Church off of the 55 freeway going down to Newport Beach.
Oh, okay.
And then they have like not the main sanctuary, but the side, they have another area, and they pack in a couple hundred people in there, and they have people come from all over the place. And
that's sick.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So I just go tell my story once a year. So it's sick, man. You know, the harvest is ripe, dude. Like,
yeah.
People are hungry for the real thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling my wife last night, I was like, I was in there and I was just looking at all these people. And like, when you're looking at this group of people, it just looks like our friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, wait, at the center last night?
Yeah. You know, when you go to these centers, you're not.
You feel at home a little bit. You feel like you can connect.
Just even like the looks of people. I mean, you got the girl with purple hair. You got the hip hop. You got like the guy that looks like the rapper. I mean, you know what I mean? It's a diverse. It's not like it's not like you have like crackhead Bob from, you know, the corner of the street.
Right.
There was one there, but I'm saying it's like when you look at these people, when you're just looking, just my heart goes out. I'm like, dude, these are just like my friends. Like, I basically looked at the crowd and go, I was there.
Yep.
That was me. I'm just 9 years ahead of them right now.
Yeah.
Like, I could have very easily been in that.
Yeah,
I
know.
In that room.
And a lot of people are caught up, and there are so many distractions, right? Marijuana just got legalized here in the state of California. Opiates, heroin, once again, in the United States of America, major. So many people are sedated. We talked about this earlier, prescription pills. People, all ages too. It's not just young kids. It's older kids. It's those going through their 30s and their 40s and then kind of going back to the different stuff. Watching marriages get destroyed. We talk about it so often. Pornography destroying so many people's minds and hearts as well. And so there is an epidemic in multiple areas. And so many people have so many distractions. God's the only one that can grant you rest and grant you peace, man, because all of these things, man, they're fading. They're fading. They're not lasting. It's temporary. So many people are all they care about is happiness. And happiness is predicated upon circumstances. If everything is going good, you're happy. When things change, you're bummed out. Like, if you have a lot of money in your bank account, you're happy. Like, I can do whatever I want. I can go da da da. But when you're broke as a joke, your happiness is gone because it's predicated upon circumstances. But joy, man, joy comes from God's spirit, man. It's like perspective. Like, God's in control of my life. If I was to die today, I would be in God's presence. Like, God's using my life. And whatever challenges I'm facing right now, I believe God wants me to go through these challenges. So whatever they are, I'm going to make it through. And so I think we need to be encouraged. We need to be able to be clear and focused. See, the Bible talks about being sober-minded, and it's not just talking about drugs and alcohol. It's just being focused, clear, no distractions, so you could hear God's voice, kind of like what we kicked off the show today. If you're tuning in tonight, this is Live with Ryan Reese. We do have a few minutes, probably about 15 minutes left, to be able to take your phone calls, 888-564-6173, 888-564-6173. And at the end of the break, we're talking that Ryan's going to be at Calvary Chapel Golden Springs tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, sharing his story, his testimony. Maybe some of you guys have heard, maybe you have a friend or a family member that you want to hear the story. Make sure you guys come out tonight. We're going to be hanging out. It'll be an amazing night.
Bring your friends that never heard the gospel or that are scared to go to church. That would be dope.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll see you there for a show. All right, we're going to go ahead and take this call. We got James calling in from Upland. What's up, James? You're listening live with Ryan Reese, and I got Sean McKeon in the studio. What's cracking?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, well, I just had a question. I'm going to try to keep this as short as possible because I know you guys' time is valuable. But at the age of 13, I started turning my life to the Lord and everything, and I had something happen in my life to where I turned away, and I thought I was going to do everything my own way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sleeping with chicks. You know, I was drinking a lot of alcohol, and I got really depressed. I found this girl I was really in love with and everything, and I got this a really bad depression feeling. So I decided to turn my life to the Lord, and I told her pretty much, you know, if we're going to do this together. If not, I'm going to have to break up with you, you know. And so she dove in with me, and I asked the Lord if this was the relationship I was supposed to be in, let it be known and everything. So all these things started happening. People we were talking about that haven't spoke to me in a while started reaching out to me again from my old church and everything. We ended up getting married through circumstances the Lord showed me and everything. And as I'm trying to dive in more, I have a really bad spiritual battle I'm going through. I killed the noise. I stopped listening to the music I listened to. I stopped drinking. I stopped doing my social medias and everything. But I feel like I'm lacking something. Like, I read my Bible. I pray. I go to my church all the time. I play drums on the worship team. But I just feel like I'm lacking something. Like, I don't have the spirit in me, and I find myself.
How long has this been going on? When did you get married? How long ago?
Last September, on September 5th.
Okay, cool. Have you ever been filled with the Holy Spirit? Have you ever had someone, like lay their hands on you and pray that you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit? Like the baptism?
Not recently. That's actually what I was going to ask you about, because I've been listening to you almost every day while I'm at work, and I'm going to have headphones in.
I would do that, because check it out. This is how it works. So you give your life to Jesus. You confess that you're a sinner. You ask him to come in your life. You have that spirit in you. And then there talks about in the Bible when Jesus says that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. There's the upon experience. And there's a lot of times that people, all Christians, they have the Holy Spirit in them because they've confessed their sins and they've received them. But we need that power. We need that upon experience. I would just go to the some guys at your church, your pastor, whoever there, the elders, and just say, hey, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I need that power for service that Jesus talks about in Acts 1:8. And just have them lay their hands on you, like it says in James, lay their hands on you, anoint you with oil, and just pray that you will be filled. And then stay in the Word and keep having that relationship with God. Talk to God and say, you know, you ask Him personally too. God, fill me daily. Every day when I wake up, I'm like, God, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me a fresh outpouring of your Holy Ghost today. And that's where it comes. You need that power for service, for your walk. What, you got anything to add to the show?
No, it's the same thing. You know, when it comes to a walk with God, there's a lot of things that take place. There's peaks and valleys in your life. There's those times of, like you say, you're in the Word, you're allowing God to speak to you. But a lot of times in life, waiting is important. Sometimes we jump the gun so much. Sometimes we get moved by our emotions. Sometimes our emotions can get the best of us, and we get bummed out sometimes, or we're really stoked sometimes. Understanding that God wants to speak to you, and then also there's times of silence. And a lot of times, in times of silence, it strengthens your faith, and it's going to prepare you for what He has for you in the future. So what I always say is, like, you got to stay simple. Not get yourself so caught up so much. We want to analyze everything and try to break down everything out, break down everything and make sure that all these details are, lined out. But God desires us to come after Him, follow Him daily. And each day He will give you the step. He'll lead you in the direction that He desires for you when you just simply listen to His voice.
Yes, life is a journey, James. Every day is not amazing. Some days you wake up and you're like, I'm over this right now. You know, not as in like I want to commit suicide, but like just kind of over things today. But it's a walk of faith. Like Sean said, it's a walk of faith. And sometimes you feel God's presence heavily at times. And then sometimes feels like He's not around, but we know by the scriptures that He's always around. And we're just walking out our faith, you know? So just keep plugging in, but I would have your elders at the church pray for you that you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit, because things change. When you get that fresh filling of the Holy Spirit, things change. That's where you have that power for service. And Jesus Himself, He got baptized by John the Baptist, the sky split, and the Holy Spirit descended on Him like a dove. And He was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then immediately after that, in Mark it says He was led by the Spirit. Yep. Or driven by the Spirit. You see what the Spirit does? It leads you. It drives you. It fills you. It powers you. That's the importance of the Holy Ghost in a Christian walk. We love you, man. Thanks a lot for calling in, James. Appreciate you.
Thank you, man.
Later, dude.
Once again, this is Live with Ryan Reese. If you're tuning in right now and you want to call in, 888-564-6173, 888-564-6173. I know there was a phone call. It might be the one coming through again right now, but she was talking about, can God heal from sicknesses and stuff like that?
Can God heal her from her sickness?
Yeah, I think it heal was. From the sickness or get them through? And the answer, obviously, is yes. You know, why are we sick? You know, some people will say, you know, false teachers will be saying, well, because you have no faith. That's why you're still sick.
Where are they at when they have the flu?
Yeah, exactly. Where are they at? Also, you know, you just look at the Bible itself. If you go with that rationale, then you say, well, Paul had no faith. Paul was sick. Paul had a lot of issues in his life, but he realized that the things that were weak in his life actually allowed God to speak to him and that he was strong. He says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. There are things that we all battle with. I've shared my heart before. Like, I battle with migraines. I battle with major stomach issues, things that I wish I didn't have. It makes life more difficult. And so I've kind of given it up. I've done all the different probiotics. I've done medication. I've done multiple things that I've gone through in life. But I've come to realize, at least at this point in my life, that God is allowing me to go through these things as a place of weakness where I always have to trust Him. I got to pray every time I teach. I pray before I come on this radio show because you don't know if I'm going to have a bad bout with my stomach or with my mind, my head. So sicknesses God can use for the glory of God as you just submit to Him. But doesn't mean that life's not tough sometimes. I know people that I'm very close with that have kidney diseases. There are obviously so many cancers, an epidemic, and nobody would want to choose to go through cancer. And I've seen some people's lives as they go through major issues like that, they get closer to God. Their life is able to speak to others like that this person has kept their faith even through trial and testing like that. So God can use our sicknesses for his glory.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well said. Well said. We're going to go ahead and grab this last call. How many minutes do we have?
Another, we got like, about 15
minutes. Let's get a number out one more time. 888-564-6173. 888-564-6173. I'm in the studio with Sean McKeon. My name's Ryan Reese. And we still have some more time to take some calls. So call in. 888-564-6173.
As the calls are coming in right now, let me just remind you once again of the Kill the Noise Tour. Ryan is going to be speaking at multiple high schools, over 30 high schools that they're going to be hitting, speaking engagements, high schools, and wake-up tour. If you want to book the Whosoever's coming to your high school or middle school, go to info@thewhosoevers.com for the wake-up tour of Ryan going out to speak wherever you want him, whether it's a church or a different venue. You can go to info@theryanreese.com.
Well, the door open. We're going to the East Coast, too. We got some. There you go. We're on the stations out there in New Hampshire. We're going out there to New Hampshire about a month. We're going to Philly. We're going to New York. We're going to Miami. We're going to be hitting the East Coast. So I know we're on a lot of the stations out there, so that's going to be sick, too. But we'll give you guys more information about that later. All right, here we go. Let's take Denise from Beaumont. Denise. They're not ready, man. These guys are typing over here, too long.
We see your phone calls. They're starting to come in.
It's going
to
take this. She says, how do you know when God is speaking to you in what?
In regards to a relationship.
Into regards to relationship. I'd like to hear what she has to say if they can just open this phone line up. There we go. Denise, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, Ryan. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to hear from you. We have a few minutes, so we want to get to your call. What's your question?
I've been praying lately. I've been in a relationship for about 11 years, and, you know, I know I'm in sin. I haven't married him yet, and we have a house and a baby, and I've had intentions to marry him, but every time I want to get married, you know, something just goes terribly wrong between us, and I'm at the point where, you know I feel guilty, and I want to grow closer to God, and I want to marry him, but I'm not sure if he's the one God wants me to marry.
That's a tough. That is a tough one.
You know, Denise, when it comes to major decisions like who you're going to spend the rest of your life with in marriage, you have to have peace. And if you are consistently getting like these warning signs, you gotta be mindful of them. Obviously, you never rush to feel like you need to make that decision right now. You gotta have that peace, man, that surpasses understanding. You know, you want the Lord to back it up through his word. He can confirm it through different things. But also, you want to see that one of the biggest downfalls that people try to do is, like, they want to force a relationship to work so much. They're like, oh, well, she'll change once we get married, or he'll change once I get married. That's not the case. Who that person is before you, yes, I mean, we change, we mature and stuff, but there's a lot of issues that all of us face.
I have a question. Is he a believer? Does he believe in Christ? Or should I say, does he have a relationship? Does he walk with God?
No, he's not right now. He believes in God, and he's been raised in the church, but he's really drifted away.
Yeah, so you got that going on. And, I mean, it's the Bible. I mean, a relationship where he doesn't want God.
Yeah.
And you're not walking with God. I mean, that's just a recipe for disaster, because, like Sean says, people don't change. The only thing that changes someone is the Holy Spirit. And if you guys aren't in unity with that, then just plan on more chaos. You should come down and get some marriage counseling with Sean if you're free at Calvary Chapel Diamond Bar sometime.
Okay.
Yeah, anytime.
It's all, you know, it's obviously it's free. Just come down, just give him a call, book him, because this is obviously a bigger conversation than the time that we have on this show at the moment. But you know what's up. The Holy Spirit's speaking to you. You know what you got to do. Clearly, he's leading you in a direction. And the number one direction is to come back to him and to get in that right relationship with God, and he'll show you what path to take. Obviously, the Word of God will direct you. But definitely come down and meet up with Sean whenever you're available.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Okay, right, you Denise, too. Take it easy. All right, let's see. We're going to go ahead and grab this last call from Maria in Irvine.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing tonight? We got a few minutes left, so what is your question tonight?
My question is regarding how I talk to my brother. When he was in his teens, he started drinking, then he started smoking pot, then he went on to cocaine, and he doesn't do that anymore. But when I talked to him, and he does drink still, I believe, he became an alcoholic. And when I talk to him, he goes into spiritual things and seeing people that are dead and people going through him and all manner of stuff. And I've tried to talk to him about who Jesus is, and he goes, yeah, yeah, Jesus has me. I know who he is. I say the Lord's Prayer all the time, and I just can't get through it. You know, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like he's being demon possessed, and sometimes I think he's being demon harassed, and I'm like, I don't know what to do anymore.
I would agree. I mean, any of those things are options for sure. I mean, when you're opening yourself through drugs and alcohol or any of that kind of stuff, you open the doorways to the supernatural realm, and any of those things can be happening with him.
Okay.
The only problem is, I mean, you have to pray. I mean, I would personally, if you were to ask me right now, I have like a minute left, I would say start praying and fasting. Yeah. Start praying and standing in the gap, because clearly he is not coherent, I guess. And it's a spiritual battle, obviously. So I would pray and fast and stand in the gap and say, God, you know, I want to stand in the gap, and Lord, open the doorway so there could be clarity and that he can receive Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line, what it comes down to. Because if I were to tell you, oh, you could take him to AA or, you know, Drugs Anonymous, they're going to say, does he want to quit? And he's going to say no. And they're going to say, well, we don't want
him.
So I would start prayer and fasting and then pray that God will open a door for that conversation to happen, that he will receive Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Okay. We love you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And thanks, Maria.
All right. We're going to take this last one because we got a couple minutes left. Oh, before we take this last call.
Good work.
Tomorrow night at Shine Calvary Chapel Diamond Bar, I will be speaking. Come one, come all. I'm going to be telling my testimony. It's going to be a story of coming from the darkness to the light and what God is doing in these times.
And if you're not local, you can watch it live West Coast time, 6 o'clock at calvarygs.org.
All right. Now, George in Downey, what's your question?
Hey, what's up, brothers? Real quick.
Yes.
I just had a quick question regarding tongues.
Yes.
Is that something for you know, today, or is that something that was just the day of Pentecost and that experience back then?
I believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that they're all alive and well.
Yep.
They are for today, 100%. Now, just because you don't speak in tongues doesn't mean you're not saved.
Uh-huh.
Everyone gets different gifts of the Holy Spirit. I speak in tongues. Sean does not speak in tongues.
Yep.
He has different gifts. I have different gifts. Everyone has different gifts. That's just the way it works. But yes, if you have the gift of tongues, the gift of tongues are for today.
Okay.
Thank you, George. Love you, brother.
Hey, God bless you guys.
All right, George. Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
All right. So thank you guys all for tuning in. Yes, so tomorrow night, Shine, Calvary Chapel Diamond Bar, 6 p.m. I'll be telling my story. And then I have one of my good friends coming, which was on this radio show. He'll be coming January 21st to Calvary Chapel Diamond Bar. Remy Adelecki, I think is how they pronounce his name. He's a Navy SEAL, or he was a Navy SEAL. And now he's actually an actor in Hollywood. He's in the new Transformers movie. But his story, we're going to be talking about how he found God when he was in the Navy SEALs and him growing up. He grew up in Brooklyn. And the whole thing, I mean, this dude has a sick story. And you know what else I found out? I found out he actually teaches the Bible, too.
Sick.
Yeah. Amazing. So we're going to have to get him back out to come preach.
Very cool.
Another time. And then if you want to find out more about what we do here or more content, just go to my website, ryan-reach.com. We have at least two years of past radio shows talking about all different subjects. They're all there for free. You could also find the Shine Studies, the Gospel of John's up there. You can even get connected to the Whosoever's Movement. We got product. When you buy the product, it funds our high school tours, which last year we did 15 high schools. This year we have 56 high schools booked at the moment.
Amazing.
So I'm hoping that we can get at least another 4, 5, or 6, or maybe even just get up to 60 this year. That would be sick.
Yep. So continue to pray. You know, a lot of things were talked about on this show today. Obviously, our hearts go out to the families that are dealing with the loss of their loved ones due to suicide. Drugs and alcohol, man, it's an epidemic, and our prayers are for you. Obviously, me and Ryan come from that background, so we have a lot of compassion for you. Acknowledging you have a problem, acknowledging you need help, and know that you can't do it in yourself. You need Christ to reveal himself to you this night. He will change and transform your life. It's not some method that we know, but it's a truth that I believe is able to change and transform any life that is out there. We love you guys, and we'll be back next week. Peace.
Peace.
This has been Live with Ryan Reese. To connect or find out more about Ryan, click on ryan-reese.com. Check us out next Saturday at 9 p.m. for Live with Ryan Reese.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Becca Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Becca Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.